So I'm Ernie Booth. I'm a Silverlight technical evangelist, and today we're going to be looking at a Silverlight demo done by a company called Metallic, and their demo is called Top Banana. It's something that they showed off actually at Mix conference we had back in May, and so here we are in Internet Explorer, and we have sort of an interesting layout, video editor. So this is very consumer-grade video editor. Obviously, we don't have a timeline or other things like that, but you'll notice as I mouse over the videos, they start playing and we get a little bit into the clip. And what I can actually do is drag one of the videos onto the surface here and hit playback, and we see the playback that's going on. And if I unmute, we'll get audio in there. So we got a nice little snowboarding video. But what I want to actually do is maybe trim this up so that we're only getting little pieces of it. And maybe I want to throw this up on YouTube or some other video site. But just a quick way to be able to edit this content together without actually having to bring the content down to my box and open up some video editing software on my local machine. So then I'm going to grab this other video we have and play this back a little bit. This is just something that was filmed at Las Vegas just before Mix. And we'll just scrub forward a little bit here, and all I'm doing here is trimming the end of the beginning to pick out basically the part of the video that I want, and we'll get this little shot of the mirage. And then what I can do is I can actually hover over this other part and let go, and now what we have is these two videos are linked together. So if I hit preview, now we'll see the little snowboarding segment that I chose to actually trim out, so we're only getting the parts in between the end and the beginning trim. And then it'll cut over to the Las Vegas scene of them filming in the car seamlessly. And so this is a nice quick way to do some simple edits back and forth. But there's a couple other pieces here. I'm going to actually throw these guys in the trash over here. And I'll drag out some other video here. So one of the more interesting parts is as you get into video, you want to be able to see where specific frames are. So one of the nice things they added is we can actually pull this apart and see, you know, where are, what's at a particular frame. So now as I jog along, I can see I want to edit, you know, right at this particular frame with the sort of blue light going on here and maybe end there. And I'll squish this back down, and then I can grab some other video, bring it out to the surface, and of course I can do the same thing there. Of course, when you get a lot of videos, what you want to do is actually start zooming out. So this actually is my movement around the surface here. And basically I could build up a lot of different videos, so we could have a really complex video setup that we're all working with. And the thing to keep in mind here is we're running inside of a web browser, right? We're running inside of Internet Explorer 7. And so the interesting thing is this starts to blur the lines between, you know, what is a website, what is a web application. As you can see, we've got, you know, a fully functional video editing suite here running inside a website.
That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh? So we'll start to see some really interesting apps. Another app I'll show you in the same vein real quick is a Scribbler application. Now, this is a bit smaller, but again, shows you a similar type, more of an application. So I can select a color in here, and then I can start scribbling on the surface. And if I had a tablet here, obviously, it'd be a little bit better. But I can just pick out colors and start drawing away. And if I had a tablet, I could actually get sensitivity and all the things that I would expect from a tablet. But again, this is all happening inside a web browser. I can grab my selection box here and actually move the items around or delete them off the page. So, you know, what is a website is definitely going to change over the next couple of years, as we see with Silverlight. So you can find out more information on silverlight.net, and these were both part of Silverlight 1.1, which is an alpha right now.